This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we move forward toward the nomination of a new Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Confirmation process will begin, we are told, literally before the end of February. So it could be very quick. Of course, there are reasons that people would want to get it done before the election. And speaking of the Supreme Court, it is such a crucial institution for the functioning of the United States, the balanced functioning of this country. And right now there are all kinds of problems with people on the left disregarding the Supreme Court and distrusting the Supreme Court. And people on the right for many years have questioned the authority of the Supreme Court and its future. And nobody knows more about all of that than Akhil Reed Amar, who is Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale University. He teaches constitutional law to both the students at Yale College, the undergraduate part of the university, and to students at Yale Law School. His work has been cited more than 40 times by Supreme Court justices across the spectrum. And by the way, he's won awards from both the American Bar Association and from the conservative-minded Federalist Society. He's also a friend. And Akhil, what an honor to speak to you. And particularly interesting time, isn't it, whenever a veteran justice like Justice Breyer, so widely respected, is departing and a new justice assuming to invigorate the court.
Michael, always great to be with you, and you really nailed it on two respects, and I want to elaborate two things that you kind of mentioned in passing. Here's one. This is why it's a unique moment in history. The court has often had its critics, but there have been moments in history when the critics were mainly on the left, let's say in the early 1930s, Franklin Roosevelt's coalition was angry at the old court, the nine old men who were thwarting New Deal and similar measures. So the critics on the left in the early 1930s, critics on the right in the 1960s against the Warren Court, impeach Earl Warren, and all of that. You're telling us correctly that in the current moment, there are people on both the left and the right simultaneously who are kind of angry at the court. That hasn't been true for in any other era of American history that I know about. So that's the first thing that you said. Then you said, in addition, of course, we have a vacancy arising for a respected justice, okay? But here's what's particularly interesting about Breyer in particular is that he is someone who tries to win the respect of both political parties. Most of the other people on the court are strongly liked by one side or the other. Eight of the nine justices are either Republicans, appointed by Republican presidents and confirmed by Republican senates, or Democrats, nominated by Democratic presidents, confirmed by a Democratic senate. Only Clarence Thomas was actually the product of a mixed system, and oh, that was ugly. That said, Breyer, more so, let's say, than most Democrats, is someone who a lot of Republicans liked. He worked very closely with people like Orrin Hatch and Bob Dole and other leading Republican senators. So this is interesting. He tries to actually, in his life, he's tried to work with both parties, but we're at a moment when both left and right are mad at the court.
Are you sure you understand why? How is it possible that the Supreme Court, which is supposed to be the definitive authority in defending the Constitution, understanding the Constitution, applying the Constitution of the United States, how could it succeed in being so incredibly controversial that it does have resentment from both sides simultaneously?
Well, now I'm going to talk about my friend Michael Medved. Okay, it's similar because it's connected to talk radio and the internet and Twitter and information silos and social media. Here's the niche that you've identified for yourself, and it's a special one. You actually try to listen to both sides and present your audience with both sides. A lot of your colleagues, as you know, are only on one side, and a lot of people are choosing to get their information only on one side. The socialist, progressive wing of the Democratic Party on one side, the AOC, Bernie Sanders crowd on one side, and the Trumpists and may rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh, you know, folks on the other side. And so we're in a unique media environment in which people are allowed, if they want, to just hear one side. You know, in 1970, when I'm growing up, you know, Walter Cronkite told everyone that's the way it is. And we all got, you know, we might not have liked that. It was in some ways a kind of a monopolistic system, but we at least all got the same information flow. And there is no legacy media anymore. Steve Breyer is a product of that earlier era, an era also in which there were conservative Democrats, some of them, and the southern wing of the Democratic Party, and liberal Republicans, the so-called Rockefeller Republicans. Today, there's almost total political polarization between the two parties in the Senate, such that the most conservative Democrat, Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, is still to the left on most issues than the most liberal Republican, Susan Collins. So you have complete political no more liberal Republicans, no more conservative Democrats, and Breyer's from an earlier era. He worked in the Senate. He was Ted Kennedy's right-hand guy, and Orrin Hatch and Bob Dole loved him. That's a different era.
And again, there's part of that era I think that the country really is longing to get back. There's a piece by Mark Thiessen that came out today. I'm also writing a piece about it. How wouldn't it be wonderful if this new justice, who is going to be black and female, if someone who is more of a unifying figure could be selected and could actually draw bipartisan support in the U.S. Senate. First of all, if I don't want to put you on the spot, and you can decline to answer if you want, but I would imagine that some of the leading candidates who did attend and graduate with distinction from Yale Law School, I'd be surprised if you don't know some of them because you taught them. Are there any justices?
I did teach one. Her name back then was Candace Jackson. She now has a hyphenated married name. She's originally she's a judge on the United States Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Interestingly, I think she went to Princeton undergrad. I may be mistaken. That's a lovely person. And interestingly, both her mother and her father were judges. So she actually kind of grows up with a tradition of public service. Someone who was, and I think very well of her, she's a lovely person, very diligent student, and which is what, you know, professor cares about. She would email me from time to time making sure that she got she knew what the reading assignment was for the next class. The professors always like that. Leandra Kruger is a very distinguished jurist on the California Supreme Court. She wasn't my student back in the day, but I hear, you know, very strong things about her from my colleagues, and I've sent my own very best students to her over the years as clerks or recommended folks, my very, very best students to her over the years as law clerks. So those are the two I suspect that I probably, you know the best.
Can you hang on for a moment, and we will be right back because there's much more to discuss, like including some of the pending fateful decisions from this court.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Always a joy for me to speak to my friend Akhil Reed Amar, who is Sterling Professor of Law, teaches constitutional law, and has done so for years with great impact. At Yale Law School, he also teaches political science and constitutional law at Yale College. And Akhil, right now, on a constitutional principle that is important, one of the cases that the court is going to be taking up, they haven't heard oral arguments yet, but they will, is this case against Harvard and against University of North Carolina regarding affirmative action. And I know that your colleague, Jonathan Turley, fellow law professor, has written that basically today the standard that Joe Biden announced that he was going to pick someone who was black and someone who was female, that would have been illegal as a basis for college admission. Are you concerned at all about this? Or the one answer that, of course, immediately concerns me is that a political process and an appointment of the Supreme Court is both a legal, judicial, and political process that doesn't have the same kind of constraints as college admission, and it's kind of silly to compare them. Your response on what Joe Biden did by setting up in advance his intention for who the nominee would be in terms of race and gender?
I haven't read Professor Turley's piece, but over the years, since you mentioned I teach in both the college and the law school, I've actually used almost exactly this hypothetical on my exam on at least two, maybe three occasions over the last 30 years, because I've always thought it was an interesting question. Now, our audience should know, since we, you know, going back in history and talking about FDR and the Warren Court, Ronald Reagan very famously said, even before he was elected, that he was going to be looking for to put the first woman on the Supreme Court, and he was true to his word. That's Sandra Day O'Connor. It's possible if we went back and actually read the clips, he was a little softer in that than Biden may have been, who I think is a little bit more just absolute. It will be not just a woman, but a black woman. And of course, Reagan didn't say what ethnicity, but just he wanted to put the first woman on the court. So one point is, you know, lawyers do kind of look at precedents, and that, you know, O'Connor is a precedent of sorts. Analytically, I think you're right. For very, very high government positions, we tend to think that the ordinary non-discrimination rules don't quite apply. A person gets to pick his or her running mate for whatever reason he wants, and if you want, the first Catholic or the first Jew or the first woman or the first black woman, our system actually says special positions at the highest levels for cabinet or running mate or justice aren't quite governed by the general rules for ordinary citizens, for ordinary benefits and burdens like access to a public university. One final thing, of course, Harvard isn't a public university. It's a private institution, as is Yale. Now, they both take government money, and a federal statute has been interpreted by the Supreme Court to say, gee, the same general non-discrimination rules that we apply against the government also apply under the Constitution, also apply under the statute, as we, the Supreme Court, interpret it for private institutions that take government money. The one final thing that when I gave this exam question over the years that I was looking for like a good student answer, well, college admissions are a little bit different than cabinet positions or Supreme Court positions, and there is the Reagan precedent. The other thing that I was looking for is whether students said, you know, given the history of exclusion and underrepresentation of certain groups, there is a difference between saying I'm looking for the first black woman and saying something like Jews need not apply.
Right, and the one thing is Stephen Breyer, one of his characteristics, and it's one that he shared and made him close personally to Chief Justice John Roberts, was being an institutionalist, caring about the future of the court, not having this sort of decline, and the polls even measure it in terms of people's confidence and faith in the Supreme Court of the United States. Do you suspect that the inclusion of a new, young, black female on the court could actually help in regards to people having faith as of the Supreme Court of the United States as an instrument of the people?
On the left, I think lots of folks might like that. On the right, I think it's going to depend on who is picked and whether this person has a lot of intellectual credibility and is seen as a law person and not a Paul. Since we're talking about Steve Breyer, for whom I clerked way back when, right out of law school, he was not on the Supreme Court then. He was a lower federal court judge, and I applied only to a few people that I really respected, and I applied to Steve Breyer, a Democrat appointee in Boston, and I applied to Anthony Kennedy, a Republican appointee in California. So I mentioned that because neither of them was yet on the Supreme Court, but I had identified them as really smart and fair-minded people, even though they're of slightly different political persuasions. But Kennedy, very famously, joined the liberals on various issues, including at the end of the day, upholding a certain kind of gentle affirmative action in the Fisher versus Texas case, but also very famously penning at least four decisions championing gay rights, Lawrence versus Texas, Romer v. Evans, Windsor, and Obergefell, the same-sex marriage case. But also, he's a Republican, a Reagan appointee, who wrote the Citizens United case, which was beloved by conservatives. And by the way, I think he was right in that one too. So, but the thing about Breyer that really is interesting is not only is he a Democrat who's worked with Republicans, and that's why he actually gets confirmed, because the Republicans go to President Clinton saying, listen, if you appoint Mario Cuomo, you're going to have a fight on your hands because we think he's a Paul. But if you appoint Steve Breyer, we'll guarantee 90 votes. Breyer gets the nomination because Senate Republicans say, we like him, we've worked with him, he's fair-minded, he's institutionally, he's Teddy Kennedy's right-hand guy, but he didn't freeze us out. Now, who is Breyer personally? Since we're talking about demographics and other things, he happens to be Jewish, but his wife is actually Anglican. He happens to be a Democrat. His wife is the daughter of the then leader of the Conservative Party, the Tory Party in Britain, Lord Hare. So this is the party that will later, you know, give you Margaret Thatcher.
I think he has a daughter who is an Episcopal priest, which is, again, America. Lots of different streams to make the American mainstream. Akhil Reed Amar, what a pleasure speaking to you. Let's wish the best for a wonderful appointment that maybe can unite people in enthusiasm. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Airlines are canceling flights ahead of a winter storm that's set to hit the East Coast soon. The storm could affect over 70 million Americans, and around 1,500 flights within, into, or out of the United States have already been axed for Saturday. Airports in Boston, New York City, and New Jersey are being affected the most. The Big Apple could see up to 9 inches of snow and parts of Connecticut over a foot. Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says the bridge collapse in Pittsburgh is surreal as he just drove on it last night. Fetterman adding this is an example of how important the bipartisan infrastructure law is in the country. President Biden in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, touring the area around that bridge that collapsed and then also talking about the importance of rebuilding our crumbling roads and infrastructure. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Michael Medved show, for people who are interested in a deeper understanding of the way the Constitution shapes our life, our culture, our politics, everything about the United States of America, there's the most recent book by Akhil Reed Amar, who we're just speaking to, is called The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation. And it covers some of the most fateful debates about the Constitution, including debates about the Civil War, the internment of Japanese Americans, the Civil Rights Movement, big business and attempts to counter big business by government, all of it. It's a fascinating book about some of the most important controversies in American history. Speaking of controversies in American history, there's a very good piece by Mark Thiessen, a syndicated columnist and a former member of the George W. Bush administration. He was a primary speechwriter for President Bush. Mark writes a column under the heading, Republicans Should Not Give Democrats the Fight They Want. And, of course, the fight that Democrats want most is a fight that they can't lose, but Republicans can and will lose ground because of it. Let me explain. He talks about the fact that, of course, Biden has made headlines by saying in advance he is going to nominate a black woman. And he says that even before Biden makes his pick, we already know, basically the ideological orientation of the kind of pick he's going to make. He says Democrats have been virtually flawless over the past three decades in appointing reliable liberals to the court. Until Trump came along, Republicans, more often than not, appointed justices who crossed over and voted with the liberal bloc on critical decisions. The truth is, writes Mark Thiessen, that while every Supreme Court appointment is consequential, this will be the least consequential appointment in decades. Why? Because it's not going to change the arrangement of the court. There are six very strong, outspoken, committed conservatives, and with the new appointment, they will replenish the liberal side of things to three. So Republicans should be gracious in victory, says Mark Thiessen, and let Democrats have their day. Unfortunately, already Senator Josh Hawley, Republican Missouri, is warning that if Biden chooses to nominate a left-wing activist who will bless his campaign against parents, his abuse of the FBI, his refusal to enforce our immigration laws, and his lawless vaccine mandates, expect a major battle in the Senate. Thiessen says, and he's right to ask the question, here's a better idea. Unless Biden appoints somebody who is obviously unqualified, don't pick a losing fight. After all, the confirmation of Biden's nominee is virtually assured. Senators Joe Manchin, Democrat West Virginia, and Kirsten Sinema, Democrat Arizona, have supported every one of Biden's judicial nominees, including some of the names who are on a short list for the Supreme Court. After all, the confirmation of Biden's nominee is virtually assured, and it is difficult to imagine that, for instance, Joe Manchin and Kirsten Sinema, who have supported every one of Biden's nominees so far, will treat this one differently. Republicans should treat her graciously and present Americans with a stark contrast to the shameful way Democrats treated Neil M. Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. Indeed, it is possible that if Biden's nominee is qualified, some Republicans will vote for her. It used to be that voting to confirm a justice was not considered an endorsement of that nominee's philosophy or beliefs, but a vote on whether the person has the temperament, character, and intellect to serve the high court. Although the days when Breyer was confirmed 87-9 are long gone, Biden's nominee could win some bipartisan support. When he appointed Ketanji Brown Jackson, rumored to be on Biden's Supreme Court shortlist in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, three Republicans, Senator Collins of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, voted to confirm her. Democrats are hoping a Supreme Court fight, writes Mark Thiessen, will galvanize their dispirited base. They currently have a double-digit enthusiasm gap going into the 2022 midterms. The GOP base is already energized, so there's no need to give Democrats the fight they are looking for. The best thing Republicans can do is make this confirmation a non-event, because in many ways, that's exactly what it is. And what about for those people, and again, this is coming up, and you can anticipate more of it, suggesting that Mitch McConnell should basically go back to pulling a Merrick Garland. In other words, is it possible that Mitch McConnell could delay a vote on a nominee from President Biden until after the election? And then there is a chance that the Republicans would take over the Senate, so that you could actually vote a nomination down? Well, first of all, actually voting a nominee down, having enough votes, and it would need to take a very solid Republican majority, what would be a narrow majority, to vote a nominee down, and having this all take place after the election would mean a very long delay, and then, of course, you would want to try to delay it even further until Biden stands for re-election. Or, if he doesn't run, we have another Democrat running for the White House. Delaying filling that ninth Supreme Court seat. And by the way, it's interesting that I believe that in his letter, Justice Breyer says that he will only vacate his seat when a replacement is confirmed. So it's not even going to help take one liberal vote off the court and leave that seat empty. And the entire idea of this kind of delay is not going to be workable in this particular case. There is a amazing new poll, actually a couple of new polls. There is a congressional approval sinks to 18% as Democrats sour further. That's from Gallup. And Republicans' congressional approval rating has not exceeded, it's not been higher than 13% since Biden took office. The latest reading, 9%, is essentially unchanged from last month. One of the ways that it seems to me that Republicans could avoid and maybe increase some of their approval in Congress. And what's so strange about this is both Republicans and Democrats have such low approval for their job in Congress, and yet people really are greatly preferring a Republican House. There is a span of more than 5 points in virtually every poll on generic ballot. People are more inclined to vote for a Republican Congress than for a Democratic one. But there's a new poll also, which we'll tell you the results of, that's kind of stunning. It's from Marquette University Law School. It shows what would happen if Biden ran again against Donald Trump. Who would win?
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the themes that I think makes conservatives conservatives is the belief in trying to shrink government as much as possible. And Grover Norquist once said that part of the conservative strategy, and this he came in with the Reagan administration, was to reduce the federal government to such an extent that you could drown it in your bathtub. And okay, it's a colorful figure of speech, and he didn't mean that we could live without a federal government, we should get rid of the federal government. But there's a piece in the Atlantic which is fascinating, and it was about a department of the federal government that was created in 1890, and it's still flourishing, and it's generating as much business right now as it ever did. This is called the Board on Geographic Names, which, as they say in this article in Atlantic Magazine, is a little-known federal body with the remarkable power to literally remake the map. For instance, they take a look at names that may once have seemed witty or clever or something, and it changes them, and they have the power to do that. Now you say, well, what kind of names would need to be changed? Is this just woke consciousness and political correctness? No, not just that. There was a place in Minnesota, and literally for 100 years, that was officially named N-word Lake. And no, it was not. It was not a Negro Lake. It, though they've had problems with that too. This was N-word Lake, so they changed it to Lost Coon Lake, and then that was changed. It's now Lost Loon Lake. Now you could say, okay, there's a staff here, there's a bureau, they have a process, it's a whole bureaucracy. Here are some of the name changes they've made recently. Is a reservoir in New Mexico was named Wetback Tank. That's been changed. Mulatto Bayou in Louisiana is one of several places that use that slur. And some others, Mulatto Mountain, North Carolina, it became Simone Mountain, honoring the great black pianist and singer Nina Simone, and a native of the region. And the Well, again, some of these I can't even say on the air. There's a place in Arizona, outside of Phoenix, that was named a squaw beep, and it used a slang word for, well, what are squaw beep was a pair of pinnacles. So you can imagine what they are now known as the Insanaklesh Peaks. Yeah, you could say the Twin Peaks, they could have said, but those Insanaklesh, they took a Native American name. Squaw is considered completely unacceptable because apparently it's a derogatory term and of female of Indian heritage. Louisiana had a tributary to a river called the Dead Negro Branch. That's now known as the Alexander Branch after a late local civil rights leader. And this continues. And it said its subject matter experts from across the government, including the Pentagon and the Postal Service, the Commerce Department, the CIA, who have come together not to conduct a heist, but to approve official names of lakes, mountains, and valleys on other government documents. And though it seems like, do we really need this? Well, if you're going to avoid or resolve local conflicts, yeah, the Deborah Haaland, who is the new Secretary of the Interior, is the first Interior Secretary ever of Native American ancestry. And she says racist terms have no place in our vernacular or on our federal lands. I think most people would agree with that. That's what she said when announcing the orders. She just gave a big new order for this BGN, for the Board on Geographic Names. She just gave an order to purge derogatory Indian names on the landscape. She said that our nation's lands and waters should be places to celebrate the outdoors and our shared cultural heritage, not to perpetuate the legacies of oppression. Okay, so it will mean different new editions of various maps. And speaking of various maps, there was this on the latest statement from the United States, and this by General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the highest ranking position in our military right now, speaking about the Ukraine-Russia situation and a Putin attempt to alter the map. Here is General Milley, clip 12.
It's the policy of the United States government to continue to support an independent Ukraine and their goals. And we are continuing our effort to enhance their ability to protect themselves. We strongly encourage Russia to stand down and to pursue a resolution through diplomacy.
Okay, and which, again, the Russians, again today, expressed some interest in pursuing this diplomacy, perhaps thinking they can basically take advantage of some of the weakness of the Biden administration. And some of that weakness, of course, involves Biden's very low rankings in the poll, in not just one poll, but in the polls that come in generally, even the average, the RCP, Real Clear Politics average of polls. Biden has extremely low ratings. And again, people always say, well, not as low as Trump's at this point, but getting close. There's a new poll from Marquette University Law School show Biden getting blown out by Trump if they ran against each other again. In total, 53% of respondents say they disapprove of the job the president is doing. In other words, his rate of disapproval, about 53%, his approval rating is about 40%, but with with Biden running against Trump? What does it show? The market poll found that in a matchup against Trump, Biden would receive 43% of the votes, while Trump would garner 33%. In other words, Biden landslide. 16% of respondents say they would find another candidate, while 6% said they would simply refrain from voting in a rematch of 2020. Now, that's extraordinary. You know, what you have is you have 6% who say they won't vote. 22%, one out of five, who can't vote for either of those guys. And Marquette also showed if Biden was running against DeSantis, that was the only other Republican they named as a potential candidate, it would be virtually identical. Biden would get a few less votes, but it would be 41% to 33%. Now, what is that about? I think that it may mean something because people know Trump and Biden. Everybody knows something about those guys. And so right now, it shows that Trump would be definitely starting a new campaign as an underdog. And we'll find out as things unfold whether he will actually get that opportunity as the nominee. With other people like DeSantis, where many people across the country don't really know who he is, I think that's just more of a Republican-Democratic instinct. And it also may reflect the fact that that Trump is always controversial. The president who is actually the incumbent is always controversial. We will be speaking also about basically the derangement of so much of American life now. Daniel Henninger of the Wall Street Journal will be joining us to talk about what has happened to this American problem of mindlessness. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.